Welcome to the Melon Cafe new series called Cozy, Comfortable, and Confident. This series is inspired by a song I love from Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance. The song that I love is called Cozy. It's not easy to become confident with the way your body looks or the way it is currently shaped. It takes time to grow up. It takes time to change your mind. It takes time to mature and reach a point in your life to honestly say right now, it is what it is. I can't change the past, but I can make sure the future looks nothing like my past. Now, here is your host, Veronica Chanel. Well, hello everyone, ladies and gentlemen, nieces and nephew, family, however you see yourself towards me, how are you doing? I am back again, once again. Welcome to the Melon Cafe bonus episode, once again. Shout out to everyone who has been listening to the episodes and sharing. I thought about this earlier today, and yes, I'm recording on the fly. And you know, if you're listening to me with Anchor, or if you are familiar with the Anchor podcast platform, we have the ability to record like right over our device instead of hooking up a bunch of cords, lights, so everything can look just right. I really don't feel like that today. I really don't. It's been some work week. I'm recording this on a Friday. Technically, it's the weekend. So some people started their weekend like Thursday night. But it has been some work week for me. I have been really tired. Felt like some of the energy was being sucked literally out of me. But I pressed on. I made it through. But you know, I'm having my new series. It's called Cozy, Comfortable, and Confident. Being cozy and confident and comfortable with the way certain things are in your life currently. You know, you're in this season of it is what it is. And we're basically, that series is talking about that journey. I'm going to be talking to other ladies and gentlemen about their journey. The bonus content is catered to me. Coming up with these conversations, talking to God. I want to bring you into my prayer room a little bit, in a sense, which means the bonus episodes is personal. I'm going to be talking about, if you listen to the previous episodes, I'm talking about the stuff that I've been through without actually telling you what I've been through. Instead of telling you what I've been through and what happened, there'd be a time and a place where I would do that. Yeah, as I think about it. I'd rather you just show it so people can tell. I want to talk about what I have learned working with men and women in the workplace. Because sometimes that fluctuation occurs. Sometimes liking someone occurs. It don't have to be on your job. It could be anywhere. Right. I want to talk about people who move too fast or come up with different schemes and tricks to try to lock a guy in. It got extremely quiet in the podcast. Hold up. Wait a minute. I think it got extremely quiet on all podcast platforms right now. Do y'all hear that? I just heard a cricket pass gas. I got your attention. Cool. Let me continue. This is what I have learned. This is what I have seen. The bonus episodes is talking about my journey without coming out and telling you all of the details. Okay. From what I learned coming up, I used to think you get pregnant, you got a boyfriend, you get pregnant. Oh, he's going to stay with you. And I actually talked about the Lord about this because something hit my belly, what the Lord was showing me. I said, it used to be, you know, you get pregnant he gonna stick around. He gonna see y'all have a child, or y'all gonna start living together, or hopefully you get married and live happily ever after. Well, sometimes it don't always work out like that. I have learned sometimes you have a kid, you don't see them hardly no more. Just when you're pregnant, you don't. Some people used to think, I'm trying to be quick for the sake of time. It used to be locking a person in. Now, I'm a female, so I'm talking about from a female perspective. I ain't talking about from guys, because when a guy try to lock a girl in, they have a tendency to be aggressive and be forceful. And when you do that, I have flashbacks of the Underground Railroad, the movie Roots, and the Civil Rights Movement. And all you're going to do is catch a punch in your face if you do. It makes me think of slavery. I don't like that. I don't like that when a guy does it. See, with females, females can be aggressive too. They can be mean and fight too. But it's a little different with the female. Not as soon as she come in. I got sidetracked. Damn. But that's what people used to think. And that's what I used to think too. I thought someone get pregnant, that's it. The man stays with you. Y'all move somewhere together. And your food and stuff is cool. It's just like a fantasy world, right? We're getting married. Ain't it fantasy? The second thing I learned in this journey, is folks start staying together. If you recall the movie Madea, the one that played Mr. Brown, he would say, you're shacking up. You're a little shocker if you wasn't married. Some of the church folk, the church will say, if you're not married, they'll call you a fornicator. Oh my. But sometimes people do that is because what I have learned is it's because they want the person to be there. They want to always be around them. That's what I thought. Sometimes, let's be real. You want to make sure they can't no other woman get that person. Come on now. I want to help somebody out. And I know females, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. Don't play with me, okay? Don't play with me. Women, females, we have ways of thinking that this is going to lock a guy in. In reality, a baby don't lock him in. Your butt don't lock him in either. Giving him food and a place to lay his head don't lock him in. He has to want you. So I want the ladies to be free from those who feel that's how I'm going to catch on. I know sometimes we looking at others and we see some girls get pregnant, then they get married. I know. You see some girls start date, meet a guy, lay with a guy, and they say, no, they staying together. I know. And then you see they married or engaged. I know. So sometimes we think that's the way. What do you do when it don't work out like that? That's what I want to hit on. Sometimes the reaction we get is not what we expect. And your girl start acting like a psycho or something from the movie The Twilight Zone, The Exodus, and The Omen. Ladies, be careful not to put a guy that you just met. This is what I have learned. I'm gonna keep it real with you. A guy that you just met, or someone you laid with, and put him in a husband position. Mm. And right about now, I really don't, because I have been through so much, I don't want to hear any, I don't want to hear no heifers. I want you to keep it real, and I want you to be stress-free. Because a lot of, this is the truth, a lot of females cry. And sometimes we bring it upon ourselves because you built up a fantasy that you should not have. You got to learn to listen to them, the guys, and watch their movement. It'll save you some stress. You got to watch their movement and actually listen to him when they actually speak in complete sentences. Guys, I know you don't like it. Sometimes guys like to give us the one word response. When you really don't want to answer something and you really don't want to tell the truth and you really don't want to be bothered with it, right? But she's looking for a whole book. So then when he gets frustrated, but you keep nagging at him, bothering him, he says something to you and that ain't what you want to hear. But it's the truth. Now you're stressed because you put him into something in a section that you shouldn't have. I really don't need to hear no heifers, whether you old as hell or young as hell or in between, say something. There's a lot of times people like to dismiss what you're saying by saying, how do you know? You know this. You don't even have this. You don't have that. Can you get off of that? That is so Donald Trump BS. We really don't need to hear that. We want to see feeling. Because Donald Trump do it, doesn't he? When people ask him questions or they tell him the truth, what did Trump do? He always throwing jabs like a little kid. Grown people don't do that. Grown people answer the questions. We talk. Right? That's why I said sometimes you got to really listen to them and watch their movement. If you're talking to somebody, it's okay, but don't put him in a arena in a certain husband arena too soon. I'm not going to say any names. Let me give you an example. One of my friends from high school dated a guy for so many years. She didn't end up with him. She ended up with somebody else. When he was staying with her, when she got an apartment, see, back in the day, before this thing, inflation came about, things were different back in the day. Back in the day was, if I can recall, when I was in high school, when you got your own place, you were actually doing something. Now, when you get your own place, you're fighting for survival and trying to find somebody to help you pay the bills because of the high rent and inflation, okay? It's a little bit different now. Now it takes two, baby. Unless you are able to snag you with a young guy who's using his father's money that passed down to him, it's reality, or he's rich, or he's in the entertainment industry, or you got somebody old and that is your pension plan and your 401k because he old. It's the truth. Everybody don't fit this category. It's the truth. Why you think some of them guys could tell you, ladies, have you ever had somebody tell you, I can get you the car. I can get you this. What you think he's trying to tell you? Well, come down here. No, you keep. Anyway. That's all you want? Oh, I can get you the car. Oh, you can have that. Oh, I can get you that. What you think he's trying to tell you? I mean, just think about it for a moment. I'm not going to say anything else. Y'all figure that out. And look how old he, look at the age that says that to you. Yeah. I ain't gonna say no names for the sake of privacy, was telling me how he aggravated her when he did stay with her. He couldn't get along. And so I said, what in the world? How is he? And she began to break it down to me. And as she began to tell the story, she said, I listen real careful, Anna Lali. I really do. She told me that he be eating her stuff and she be getting upset and stuff is eaten in the refrigerator. And she said it got to the point where she started labeling, like her name, this is my food, don't touch. This is this, don't touch. And I believe after that point, he didn't see me. See, the guy she was talking to at that time, I ain't trying to throw no shade or nothing, but he was heavy set. So I believe that was sensitive. I said, you did what? I looked at her, I said, I know you didn't. I looked at her, I knew something inside of me knew. You don't do that. That's a grown man. You should be able to talk to him and say, hey, that's my life. Don't eat that, okay? Or play with him. Say, I'm going to beat you up. No, seriously, I'm going to knock you the hell out. Don't label your... She said, I had to label, put my name on my drink, put my name on my food. I said, why do you do that? Because he would eat it. I was just like, I cannot believe this. She said they would have pure disagreements, arguments would stem off from that. And he said that she was too... See, when you live with a person, you really see how they are. But there's warning signs beforehand. If you pay attention. There's warning signs. So I don't know if there was any warning signs with him or her. But I know he was a bit on the heavy side. And it seems like to me, shortly after that, he left. She went to work and came home. His stuff was gone. I said, oh my gosh. I said, you hit a spot. You hit a spot and he was done. Rather than him talk being a man, a full grown man, and telling to her face, I don't want to do this no more. He did it where with less explanation. Sometimes people can't face you. And she said she was really, really hurt by it. I guess she was. That is hurtful. Then she calls him and asks him, why did he leave? A lot of us women, we want answers to the questions that has been roaming and plaguing our mind for weeks, for days, for months. We don't like uncertainty. This is how you get stay less stressed, what I have learned from me. Don't put him in that arena too soon. She put him into, this is going to be my husband. So come stay with me. I'm going to say, Cynthia, how do you know? Oh, I said her name. Don't matter. I said, how do you know that's your husband? This was a long time ago. Her heart was turned towards him. You got to guard your heart. You got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that. I have developed something that don't sound too nice. But this is me. I say, you know what? When God made one penis, it's the truth, though, ain't it? Do I need to complete the synthesis? When he made one, he made two. So when he made two, he made three. He made three, he made four. Don't get stuck on yourself, okay? I guess over a period of time, I developed that because of what I went through. Because, ladies, a lot of times when guys don't want to be bothered, they can become really mean. They can become really sharp, short-tempered. Their tongue is sharp and it cuts her. Their actions can really do something to you. And now you're crying, bawling, and you're stressed. For what? God made one penis, God got two. Okay? Don't put somebody like that in an arena like husband and this is it too soon. You got to be patient, take your time. A lot of times because we don't want nobody else to get them. This is what I learned. I felt the same way with my high school sweetheart I had. Can you imagine back in the day, even today? I mean, he was, he's older than me. He is. And all he did was work out. All he did was lift weights. He's taller than me. Light skin, and he got so buff. I said, Shondo. I thought it speaking in tongue. I said, Eraga Boraga Shira. I mean, we talking about, that's when let me tell you something. When they start getting big, you monitor their arms. Their arms lead up to everything else. Some people, the way I talk now, that girl is hard. That girl is mean. No. Mm-mm. I know how some guys can be. And I know how rude and disrespectful some guys can be. I know how corrupt some guys can be. They're not mean. No, if you want me to be a weak link, slide to the next one. God didn't make me to be weak, did he? Or stupid, did he? I don't want other ladies to be stupid. I don't want ladies to be this. This is what I went through. Maybe you may see things differently, but it's something to think about. You have to toughen up. You do, because they don't care. Let me tell you something. When a guy don't care, he don't care. When they leave, don't they? And they don't look back. Watch how they do. So I don't understand why guys can do, and they cool, they be laughing and joking. A female roll up with something totally different. You notice how quiet they get? They like, wait a minute. Because I think they like the weak ones, the stupid ones. I don't know why. I want to say, guys, you don't need a weak and stupid woman. She can't do nothing for you. But when their mind is focused on your panties, and they think you'll be more likely to open your legs. No, she'd be more likely when you start acting and she really, you know. You know, when you do what you're supposed to do, then she'll be more likely. It's not the weak and stupid at all. No. But I had to learn that. I don't say stuff. That's why sometimes I don't like to talk about it, because even in my house, it gets extremely quiet. I'm talking about what I have learned. Now, when you have a guy who's back in his young, and when he started getting muscles and getting big, very attractive, you know, all them heifers were looking at him. A lot of them were. And he graduated high school before I did. So, you know, when they come out of high school, they out like they roaming free, letting loose. A lot of them do. Don't think I'm going to lock him in. He has eyes. They can see. They're going to see somebody that look way better than you. They're going to see somebody that got more than you, that's smaller than you. and everything is up to him to make the right decision. That's all. That's the part of being a man. That makes you a man, not your pubic hair. You can keep the pubic hair, by the way. That don't make you no man. That's why sometimes you hear me say, you're going to hear me say, I call them three-legged beasts versus a man, because but to ladies, if you really think about what I'm saying, I know some things, I say some things comical, mixing with something harsh, but it's not harsh, really. It's the truth. Because some guys are like, well, I don't care if she don't want to talk to me no more. I have seen it with my own two eyes. And some guys be like, see, they got this already. They do. They have this already. I just give me another one. They know this. They already got it. Meanwhile, we're calling like crazy. Sometimes a guy will call a woman like that like crazy. Sometimes. There's a young lady that I'm friends with on Facebook. And she said this was, we're not racist or anything. An African man kept calling her. I'm like, you must have gave him your number, because he wanted to buy her a drink. She let him buy her a drink. I don't know what else she gave him. But from what I heard, and she put it on Facebook, what I heard, he's a little possessive. Too soon, baby. What? Yeah. And she like, what in the world? He's trying to lock her in. You're not going to lock that one in. I'm tell you right now, not her. No. It's going to take a while before you lock anything. And now she said he called her and don't know and don't stop. This is why I'm so particular and funny acting with certain type and certain folk. I really am. Because that right there, People, because they keep calling because they want you to answer. We know that. You keep calling because sometimes we think that's going to change. It doesn't really, it doesn't really change anything. It don't. I would like to hear from other women, everybody is guilty of that until we grow up. When you kept calling or kept texting, did it change anything? I wonder how many women did that and end up marrying the guy. I wonder, did that turn him completely around? If it did, well, kudos to you, Chad. I don't know how he did it, but she did it. It just, to me, it can have a tendency of making matters worse. It can, in some cases. I had to learn that. I'm not saying... Everybody's situation is different. Everybody, when you're talking to someone, the course of it is different. But I just feel... Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't put someone in jack them up to husband category when you should have just kept them in the friend zone. Just a little bit longer and see. So you got the friend zone, and then you got the it's a zone before you get to the boyfriend zone. And then it's the husband zone. Like, I get it from guys. So guys, men and guys who are listening, I got this from you. What did that guy tell me? Some girls, you can sleep with. Some girls, you can bring them to your mother. And some of them, you just kind of keep them kind of back a little bit. Don't play with me. So I said, oh, I see. Maybe that's the problem with women. I don't know how many women have those zones, but it would be nice to develop them. It's like that though. Some guys you can connect with better than others. That's just how it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. Some you connect, boom. And some you can, like, y'all got this little, I don't know what you call it. It's this thing that's so, it's nonverbal, but yet it speaks loudly. It's like a little, it's something like a little glow that you two have. Other people may not have that, but they notice it. Everybody, you're not going to have that with all them guys, with each guy. And some guys, you just got to stay away from because... Like, you keep him way over there. You stay way over there. Go on now. Go on now. That's just how it is. It is what it is. So I feel that sometimes we should have just mentally... Me. Now, to each his own. I should have kept certain things in the friend zone. Also, you know what would be nice? Too, as those who are listening to me right now, recording because of where I'm at, and those who are going to listen to this bonus episode, that you don't get caught up in your feelings and be for real with it, and have reality, and be thinking now, examine yourself, and what you've been through. But now, let me think about this now. Did I put somebody in the friend zone, or did I put her in another zone? Just think, how do you treat them? Before you, because some, let me tell you something. Now, ladies, some guys can act more of a biatch than us. Some of them have the audacity and the latte. I'm not talking about gay. The straight ones can act like a little biatch. Lord forgive me for saying that. But sometimes when you say stuff they don't like, them straight ones, yeah, they spicy. Ain't they spicy? I said, let me check you. Let me roll out my checkers and my chest player. What the hell? What the hell? They're spicy because they like, I don't like what I'm hearing. Grow up. And I want you to, and think about it. Well, I can see this. I like it when people, like, you take time and you think about it. And you're like, well, I can see where you're coming from. I like that better. Instead of just canceling something out because you trying to be a biatch and think it's all about you. Sometimes they get so aggravated and they be like, well, I'm just not going to do that. And because you don't want to hear the truth. Well, if nobody wants to hear the truth, then how are you ever going to get past a certain point? I mean, how are you going to have life and life more abundantly if you don't... Something to think about, ladies. No, I'm not a relationship expert. I ain't trying to be no relationship counselor. I'm not trying to be no relationship advisor. Because let me tell you something. You see how my mouth is, right? No, I ain't trying to be no darn relationship expert. This is my podcast. And part of my new series, I'm comfortable saying what I say now. The journey brought me to this point. I'm like, and like that Beyonce song, I'm cozy. It is what it is. And I'm confident based off what I've been through. You tell me if what I said don't match. Your situation. All right.